Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week, our guest is Laureen Miller, Executive Director of the Senior Center for Creative Living in Lawton. She's here to talk to us about what's going on at the center. Laureen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Clinton. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here to talk about different things the center does for senior citizens in the Lawton area, including some new programming. What's new at the center?
Well, Clinton, we have a lot of stuff going on at the Senior Center for Creative Living, but one of the newest things and things that's starting real soon, starting on October the 4th, we will be providing a nutritional meal service for senior citizens age 55 and older. It will be every Wednesday. We'll serve at 11 a.m. to noon, and we'll need reservations by the Friday before. And the reason we need reservations by the Friday before is so we can prevent, waste. We don't want to cook a bunch of meals and then throw half of them in the trash. So it'll be by reservation only, and that's the amount of food we will prepare. Everyone will have to make reservations by calling our office number at 248-0471. And Clinton, we're serving really good stuff. Like the first one on October the 4th, we're serving rosemary baked chicken breast, garlic mashed potatoes, gravy. It's going to be really, really awesome. It's going to be a nice hot meal for our senior citizens.
So not just standard cafeteria food.
Well, we hope it's not, but I have the menu right here, and it's really nice. And we put out a good menu, and we're ready to go.
How does this program work with existing senior nutrition programs like Meals on Wheels?
Well, they'll still have Meals on Wheels, and I think there's a couple of those kinds of services in Lawton, and those will still happen. Those other nutrition sites and nutrition services for seniors will hopefully still be around for a whole long time. But we started ours because of some budget cuts, some state funding cuts, and we feel like it's in our mission and our civic duty to try to take up a little bit of slack where it's needed. So that's kind of why we've started this program.
So this program will exist in addition to current programs rather than replacing something that's already available.
Most certainly. Absolutely. It's just an additional service to the senior citizens. Another site here at the Senior Center on 3501 Dr. Elsie Hamm Drive. We have a fully functional kitchen, a great venue. And we got our kitchen licensed, and we're just moving right along with this project.
You mentioned there's a menu involved, and that leads me to ask, what is the planning process for these meals? Is this done by nutritionists, center staff, volunteers? How will this work?
Well, actually, funny you ask, because about 8 weeks ago, I was sitting in my office, and we were trying to get this project off the ground. We're trying to get it going, and we're kind of stuck for a minute or whatever, and I hear outside of my office, a gentleman had come into the office and was asking the receptionist. He says, I want to volunteer. I want to get out of my house a little bit more. I want to help the community. I want to do something for the local senior citizens. And I overheard this, so I came out and I met the gentleman named Bill Lutz. And I said, well, Bill, I said, what's your specialty? I said, we have volunteers here all the time. What's your specialty? And he said, I'm a baker and a chef. Well, I said, I have the perfect spot for you. And so he has spearheaded this. He was a cook and a chef in the Navy. Then he opened, I don't know if anybody remembers or not, but a long time ago, there was a place here called Farm Fresh. It was a Farm Fresh bakery. And Bill was the baker there. And a lot of people in town know him as Bill the Baker. So he ran that Farm Fresh for over 20 years, and he retired from there. So he has a lot of experience. His resume in the baking industry is just really astronomical. He took this project, and he has certainly ran with it. We didn't have a whole lot of funds set aside for this project, and he found an auction and got probably $4,000 worth of equipment for $900. So he's been a godsend.
As this program continues, is it one you would look to expand, as in multiple meals a day or a meal each day of the week? Or is this something you're looking to keep at one meal per week?
Right now, Clinton, we're just going to start with the one meal per week. Every Wednesday, we're going to start slow and see how it goes. The meal is free to senior citizens. We're not going to charge for it. We do have a suggested donation price of $5. If everyone who eats pays the $5, the food will be paid for. Now, the service, the operating of the kitchen, you know, the overhead, you know, the different things like that, we're still going to seek compensation for through other avenues, like maybe possible nutrition grants, or there's so many grants out there, and so many of them are specify you can only write it for this amount or this purpose. And so we'll just continue to seek funding from other entities to offset the costs that this is going to cost us. As you know, we're, you know, a nonprofit organization, and we have nothing to sell. You know, we don't have a way to generate our own income, and we're certainly not looking at this being an income generator. This is a civic service that we're going to provide our senior citizens. So we're going to continue doing this as long as we have the funds in the bank to do it, and as long as it's not breaking the bank and, you know, putting our center in jeopardy. So that's kind of how we hope to offset the cost, is by reaching out to the public and saying, hey, could you possibly help us out maybe a little bit, or just writing grants and being good stewards with our money.
You mentioned financial donations. What about food donations? If someone wanted to bring canned goods or other types of food that could be donated and kept, would that be a donation that the center could accept?
Oh, most certainly. We would accept anything like that, except we are prepping the food there. Everybody in the kitchen has their food handler's license, and we are a licensed commercial kitchen now, too. So I'd rather the people there prepare the food. But, you know, if somebody had food to donate, we would certainly love that donation.
That's Lorene Miller, Executive Director of the Senior Center for Creative Living here in Lawton, talking with us about the center's new senior meal service. Lorene, thanks again for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Senior meals at the Senior Center for Creative Living begin October 4th for persons ages 55 and up. Meals will be served from 11 a.m. to noon and are free, but there is a suggested donation of $5 to cover meal costs. For more information about the meals or other programs at the Senior Center for Creative Living, contact the center at 580-248-0471 or visit their Facebook page or website, seniorcenterlawton.org. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit our website at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.